This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Our theme for the day is the con game. That's the game that gets played on you every single day by politicians of all ilks. The only people who care about you are the true conservative politicians who go to D.C. understanding that they are there temporarily. They're there to do the bidding of the people that they represent. Then they come home. And I would ask you, do you think you, of the 535 people in Congress and the judges and the other legislators that are out there, how many of those people do you really think fit the bill? That's what they care about, is you. See, the con game is they make you think it's you that they care about while it's you that they are taking advantage of. That's what the left does. And by leftists, I don't care whether you got a D, an R, an I after your name. Doesn't matter. And we finally have sent somebody to D.C., and I'm not all woo-hoo-hoo over Trump. What I will tell you is I understand that his motivation is very simple. I'm going to represent the people of America. End of story. And I applaud him for that. Good for Donald Trump. Representing the people. Let's talk about a few things. We over the holidays and everything that's been going on, we've been remiss. But I want to say congratulations to the people that caught that Houston cop killer. And it should come as no surprise to anybody that, yet again, that cop killer is black. And I also want to say, you know, rest in peace to the Border Patrol agent that was killed, and the circumstances of his death need to be investigated. Because it sounded like he was getting ready to testify against some people that were doing some bad things, drug dealers or maybe Border Patrol agents that were allowing drugs to come over. And suddenly he gets bashed in the head with a bunch of rocks by illegals. Certainly makes me wonder. Anyway, that's the con job. There's another con job I want to tell you about. There's a place called eHealth. You don't have to believe me. You can just go there yourself. They have a thing up, you know, on their main screen. And it says Obamacare on the right. And on the left it says, if you can't afford Obamacare, then come over here for plans that you might be able to afford at 50% off. So they're literally telling you that Obamacare plans are expensive. They're not going to meet your needs. So if you come check this out, you can get half off. And see, if they had been honest about that at the beginning, people wouldn't be dealing with Obamacare. For the record, the Obamacare plans suck, and so do the ones that are half off. They don't meet what you were getting prior to Obamacare. I don't know what's going to happen in healthcare, but this is ridiculous. Anyway, that yet again, another con job done on us. How many times do we have to revisit the Gruber comments where he says, well, the American people are stupid, and we relied on that. We put things in there that were meant to be confusing, things like that. How about legislation that says everybody needs to be able to understand it at least a fifth grade level? You know, and there are people proposing these types of things. How about legislation that only lets you deal with one thing? You can't have 15 different things and sticking pork in there. How about that? We can solve our problems. The problem is politicians don't want to solve your problems. They tell you that's what they want to do, but they don't. See, there's a lot more money in the disease and treating the disease and curing it. Every one of these things we deal with has a solution. It has a solution that is unequivocally, nobody can argue with your solution. But they do. They find reasons to. You know the old saying, if there's one lawyer in town, he starves to death. There are two lawyers in town, they thrive. We can't have a political system that says take the best candidate who's the best at solving problems and let's put that person in. Let's take away the R's and the D's and the I's. And let's just put the best person in, because there'll be no money in politics. You understand the game of politics? You've got the Republican and Democratic parties who both have organizations that help them put a framework around the party, the DNC and the RNC respectively. And so all of these guys can collect. Individual people can collect money, and the party can collect money itself, and the DNC can collect money. So they got all this money flowing there. And then the DNC says, well, we've got an RNC. They say, we've got a pecking order of people that we're going to promote. And then you step in as part of the Tea Party community, for example, teapartycommunity.com, and you say, I'm going to upset the apple cart by, you know, telling you we're going to go with another candidate that isn't in your system. So then the system goes against you. That's how the game is played. Because they're saying, no, you can't go against this system. And that's why they hate Trump. And that's why they hate you for giving him Trump. Because you allowed the system to get broken. But that's how it works. And I want you to just consider the money, the orchestration. To give you an example, the RNC. Right now, the RNC's got all these different events going on. They call them Lincoln Reagan Day dinners, and they're fundraisers. And they have different fundraisers, and they're regulated by rules. The only thing that sort of makes it legit is they're regulated by when they can collect money, when they can't. But other than that, it's a big boondoggle. We throw money at these people believing that they're going to have a fair system that elects the best candidates. And it doesn't. Unless you are part of the system and you've kissed the ring all the way through, don't try to bring somebody new, fresh blood, charismatic, good ideas. They don't care about your ideas. Good ideas make them look bad. They care about keeping a two-party system that, and I don't want more, for the record, but because all we need is a one-party system that elects the best candidate. Bring your ideas. I don't have to agree with them all, but maybe I'll agree with a big percentage of them, and you get elected. That's all Donald Trump did. He said, well, fine, you want me to run, I'll run under the R. It's the closest to my political ideology, and all I'm going to do is bring you my ideas. Most of them you'll like, some of them you may not. I don't agree with everything Donald Trump does, policy-wise. It's okay. So that's how he got elected. He upended the apple cart, and good for him. Because without him, somebody who was legitimately interested in representing the people, we'd be in big trouble. I want to talk more about Obamacare when we come back. What an embarrassment for Obama and all the minions that support this albatross.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
I saw this story, and I wasn't sure if they were casting of Misfits for Revenge of the Nerds or if they were casting for Cocoon. But holy mother of Methuselah, the Democrats are the party of rich, old, out-of-touch white people if there ever was one. Did you see the top list of candidates, Democrat candidates for 2020? Oh, wow. For those of you who don't know who Methuselah is, he's the oldest man that ever lived. And I think the Democrats are trying to get somebody to outlive him. Have you looked at these people? We just had the sexual harassment charges against Conyers. He's 87, almost 88 years old, and he's still harassing women. I mean, look at these people. It's amazing. In the last election cycle, the Republicans had 17 candidates. Most of them were stellar. Now, on the other hand, and the Democrats rigged election cycle. They offered no viable candidates, and only two emerged from the pack of, what, roughly five? So pressed, I doubt the average American could name even one other Democrat who ran outside of crooked Hillary Clinton or sellout Sanders. Can you? If you're really in tune, you might go Martin O'Malley. But beyond that, you'd go, wait a minute, what's that guy? I can see his face. Yeah, I can see his face. We don't even know. Unbelievable. So in the next election cycle, they're predicting that the Democrats are going to have as many as 30 candidates. 30. Now, we had ridiculed their choices because, one, there was a story about Maxine Waters was going to potentially run. And Waters got asked at a new, she was in New Hampshire, and they asked if she was there to test the water for a run against President Trump in 2020. And she said, laughing, "I'm not running for anything but my own seat. I don't have any presidential aspirations. If the millennials want me to do it, I'd do it, though." So only if the young people want her to run. It's so funny for me to believe that Maxine Waters believes that young white kids would actually ask her to run only if they thought she was James Brown. Get on the... Hi-ya. Are you kidding me? Maxine Waters running for president? I love her optimism. Apparently, Democrats think they'll live forever, too. What? How old is Maxine Waters? She's close to 80. So, we're talking about 3 years away. She'd be 83. And you know what? Good drugs will do it, I guess. Yeah, you know what? Here, in 2020, Waters will be 82 years old. Now, considering her obvious dementia of being a Democrat, and there are other signs, things aren't going to be any better when she enters octogenaria. Unbelievable, boy. You know, laughably, 82 may be the median age for viable candidates in the Democratic Party, though. I mean, I'm chuckling at this, but the notion is very real that they could have three people, four people in their 80s, maybe more, vying for president. And after decades of abuse of the American public, the truth of the matter is the Democrats don't have a farm team. You know, who wants to take on the mantle of beating down a country? The left doesn't seem to trust their youth to carry the torch. And who could blame them? Have you seen their youth? The youths? The Occupy Wall Street crowd, would you want any of them to be president? Or, I don't know. Who's the leader? Would you want to vote for D. Ray McKesson of the Black Lives Matter movement? You know, he ran for office in, was it Baltimore? Got less than 1.6% of the vote. Wow. And the Democrats were touting him. Does that tell you much about that group, the Black Lives Matter folks? But what if they decide they want to run a black candidate? They've got Cory Booker. And that's it. I know people think Kamala Harris is black. She's not black. She's half Italian and half Indian. Yeah, she's not black. So what about Oprah Winfrey? She's a billionaire. She's a woman. And she's black. And remember, there was a while back she was touted. It was in response to Donald Trump's so-called populism, the fact that the Democrats' political bench is older than Moses' toes. The Democrats were looking far and wide for a challenger to Donald Trump, and they couldn't find anyone young, popular, and qualified in the establishment. So they went outside the Beltway, straight to the world of weird, Hollyweird. And these Holly weirdos have egos the size of Alaska. They play politicians. Play a politician in search of a role or a sketch comedy, and bingo, why not run for president for comedy? I was going to get it out there. So, prompted by David Rubenstein, Oprah Winfrey speculated on a presidential run, a potential, and she theorized that since Trump didn't have any political experience, she was just disqualified. And if she doesn't want it, well, why not Al Franken? You guys probably don't even remember this. The left wanted Al Franken. They thought he was an up-and-comer. He was of good potential. This was back in February. They reached DEFCON 1 of desperation, touting a junior senator from Minnesota as a possible 2020 candidate against President Trump. Only a year ago, these Democrats trotted out their geriatric dream team, and even as recent as a couple of months ago, they were reloading the clip with Civil War relic bullets of Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren. And I asked, why didn't they just dig up Teddy Kennedy? KKK Robert Byrd, just for good measure. So months ago when I talked about this, little did I know that the candidates who would still be, they'd be still be looking at as the top candidates are the same old retreads. The National Journal declared this, after years of the stunning spotlight in the Senate, Minnesota's junior senator is in the limelight and would be a formidable candidate for Democrats. How in, pick a name, how could you possibly be enthused about Al Franken? I'm talking about back in February of this year. And then we certainly know what's happened since then. Saturday Night Live in the late 70s, he played himself an idiot in Trading Places. And he remains an idiot. And now he's been exposed for what he is. What is the other reason the National Journal is touting this leftist moroniac? Al Franken isn't the punchline in the Senate anymore. He's emerged as one of the Democrats' most aggressive and effective questioners of President Trump's cabinet nominees. That's what did it. Now he's got street cred, right? And he's, when I say he's got street cred, I'm telling you he's moved up a notch. He's sexually harassing women. That's certain to get him on the ticket, Bill Clinton. I mean, this is amazing to me. The number one candidate for the Democrats in 2020 is a sellout, independent, democratic socialist by the name of Bernie Sanders, who will be, what, 88 or something when he, if he were to get the nomination? That's who's their number one guy. Pathetic.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You know why the courts are injecting themselves into big American political policy? It's because Democrats can't win. So judges have become activists. They've become legislators. And that's not the role of the courts. And it's because Democrats have no role in running this country, in legislating at scale, because they've lost across the country in every state house and at the federal level.
Well, your point is that the courts aren't legislating. That's essentially
absolutely.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. The only way that the left wins is when the courts step in. And I got to tell you, probably the least discussed thing that the Donald Trump presidency brings to America is these new federal judges and these district judges that are being appointed. Of course, the Supreme Court judge and getting Gorsuch to replace Scalia is a big deal. And let's face it, Donald Trump will probably have one or two others in the next 7 years that he'll have to replace. But Gorsuch was a big deal. But these state and federal judges are huge. They're huge. And the left know this. The longer they keep them out, the better for them. Like this judge that has rescinded the Trump travel order ban. Why does he have that kind of power? How can a judge overrule the president? I mean, we're not talking about the Supreme Court. We're talking about a regular judge that says, no, I'm going to make a determination, and I, because somebody brought a piece of legislation, can overrule. For all intents and purposes, why don't you just say, I want to sue the president at some level like that, and then have the judge say, yeah, you win the lawsuit and arrest him. I mean, are we at that slippery slope? The reason why I'm bringing this up is because it took the courts to pass Obamacare. It couldn't pass on its own. Nobody wanted Obamacare. And you're getting the outcome of it. And as I said a second ago, they're advertising, come get a cheaper version of Obamacare over here. So it may be the, quote, law of the land, and they've already got alternative policies. There's so many workarounds, and there will be more coming. I want to give these numbers, though, because Democrats continue to put lipstick on the pig, and Obamacare, the pig, continues to prove that it's a failure. And leftists beamed not long ago about the signups for Obamacare. At the time, I want to say it was 800,000 people. And they were like, ooh, based on this run rate, you know, we're going to insure a gazillion people, and Obamacare is going to prove itself to be good. I remember watching CNN and the jubilation of, you know, these people celebrating that as much as President Trump wants, Obamacare to fail, look at these numbers. Woohoo! It was like that Popeyes commercial I played the other day. Boy, girl, you're going to be just some Popeye's chicken, girl. They were just beaming over the numbers. And now they're disappointed. But what's funny is how they report their disappointment. They can't tell you that this is nowhere close to the numbers because you would get it. I'm looking at the Hill report at this. The number of people signing up for Obamacare has surged in the first few weeks of open enrollment. Now, this year, and I want to finish, contrary to dire predictions, now they're saying it's surged. So what exactly is a surge? A surge being numbers over last year, numbers over the normal period, numbers over the lifetime of Obamacare. What? Numbers over those who have opted out. What's the definition of the surge? We don't know. That's just somebody. It's surge. It's the beginning of open enrollment. Don't you think anybody who's got an ailment, pre-existing condition, whatever, the worst case scenario in healthcare, surged to get it? So that's what happened. They say the spike in this in signups is good news for supporters of the healthcare law, but I love this. But experts warn the early numbers don't necessarily signify a trend. No kidding? Really? Final enrollment numbers could still be much lower than in the past, they say. So see, the analysts give a warning. These numbers do not mean that it's going to be all good. They say the first Obamacare open enrollment period of the Trump administration has been surprisingly robust despite the uncertainty caused by nearly 10 months of repeal attempts in Congress, rising premiums, and insurer exits. So the premiums continue to go up. People, the insurers continue to leave it, but the left go, but they're still signing up. What do you think there's? All that's happening is the people with the worst conditions now have fewer choices and they surge to get back on. If I had, let's say, some theoretical pre-existing condition or just some major medical health issues that I knew Obamacare was going to benefit me or my family to the tune of, you know, wouldn't matter. If they charged me $3,000 a month, I'd eat it up, you know, in whatever period of time, meet my deductible, and by March, I'm using the Obamacare. I'd do it in a heartbeat. I'd be the first. I'd be waiting for it to come on. Kevin, your premium's gone up from $1,500 to $3,000. No problem. Sign me up. Because I know I'm going to have $150,000 of medical costs. So why not? Get it done. So you get what I'm saying? So if you get all that, you know, that's who's waiting on it, but they're telling you what's wrong with the product right there. Rising premiums and insurer exits. And they say this too. The first 18 days, nearly 2.3 million people signed up for insurance coverage to Obamacare exchanges. They said that number has outpaced the same number than under former President Barack Obama. So understand, Obamacare has been the law of the land and the legislation outpaced the same period under Obama. So in other words, the legislation is supposed to be dyed in the wool, is keeping pace with the numbers of Obama, and actually it's doing better. Or is it? Larry Levitt, a health policy expert at Kaiser Family Foundation, say enrollment is up significantly on a daily basis, but cautioned against drawing conclusions from the early numbers. But there are a lot fewer days in the open enrollment period. So what he's saying there is if they used to give you 60 days to sign up and now you only have 30 days to sign up, can you really look at this as outpacing? See, they didn't give you that little tidbit. Yeah. The reason they caution against drawing conclusions, folks, is it's fake news. Open overall enrollment is down. And here's what they say. There are a number of factors that could weigh down enrollment this year. Standard & Poor's earlier this month forecast that enrollment could actually drop by as much as 1.6 million below last year's level of 12.2 million signups, in part due to uncertainty from the administration's actions. So they're planning on a $1.6 million drop, which means it'll be bigger. Trust me. Now, in 2009, here's what the numbers were supposed to be. We reported this at the Black Sphere organization. We were told 31 million people are uninsured in America. They claim to have 8 million signed up. This is in 2009. 700,000 had stopped paying for the insurance out of the 8 million who were signed up when they announced it in April. Now, a video that we showed said that at the five-year mark of Obamacare, 16 million were insured. So using those numbers, this was in 2013. So using those numbers, Obamacare's lost 3.8 million people. That was before President Trump. Now, using their numbers, this is from a video produced by the left, 35 million remain uninsured. Now, one would think that given how fantastic the left says Obamacare is, that after 7+ years, everybody would be on it. Obama said our policy, the policies would be cheaper, we'd have better health care, and so on and so forth. So how do we measure the damage of Obamacare to the millions who've lost their health care plans? And due to the cost, the millions now who have little to no choice in health care coverage. But see, the left now look for excuses for when Obamacare dies. That's what they're looking for. They blame the shorter open enrollment period, which President Trump cut in half, and it now ends on December the 15th. And even if sign-ups stayed on pace, they would fall well short of the previous years because of the shortened period. Or will they blame the individual mandate ending? Which begs the question, why would you need a mandate for something so good? It's a rhetorical question. Don't worry about answering it. Obamacare is failing, folks, for all the right reasons. The legislation was considered reparations for blacks and a metaphorical win for white leftists. And neither of those wins means a win for America. Obamacare cost more and it delivers less. And like its namesake president, Obamacare will eventually fail, and it will fail dramatically, and it's going to go down in the dung heap of history of things that we never should have tried. And I hope you're not struggling, like many families are, to find adequate health insurance now.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So there's been a slow drip of these sexual abuse stories coming out. It began with Weinstein. And it's funny, I look at Weinstein as like the Russia investigation, where they start off going, there's a whole bunch of bad stuff, and then it turns on the Democrats, and then it slowly just drips and drips and drips and drips and drips, and it's capturing more and more of them. It's like flypaper. They keep flying into it. And so we're... I don't know how many, you know, look at Judge Roy Moore and go, oh, look at him. But then look at the number of leftists that have been caught up in it. Roy Moore and Trump, you know, they keep bringing back Donald Trump, even though nothing has been proven about him. But they bring it up and they make it, they try to make it sound so legit. But look at the number of leftists. And it's not just, in, you know, capturing these guys on women. It's capturing them on pedophilia. Charlie Sheen and Kevin Spacey and many others. Some of them, we don't even know their names, but they're very wealthy people. And they've been getting away with this stuff for years. And the women have known it. The parents of these kids, all the leftist establishment knows exactly what's been going on, and they haven't said a word. Let me tell you this. I'll be very succinct and clear. If you alluded to, like, hey, Kevin, let's let your little boy come on, you know, whatever, and he can get ahead in a Hollywood if you'll just, you know, let us have our way with him, I would absolutely beat the dog crap out of you. And if anything ever happened to my son in that regard, don't even bother to call the cops. Get my jail cell ready, because I'll take care of business. That would be the end of it. So none of us are willing to sell our children. We're not willing to sell our spouses, or, hey, hon, go get that Hollywood, go get that acting commercial, and I'll just pretend I don't know what Weinstein's asking you to do for you to get it. None of us are that way. We aren't going to sell our souls for a dollar or $1 million. So, you know, these people are unbelievable. And it's a slow drip only because they won't expose who the other people are. I was talking earlier in the broadcast about Uma Thurman, who wishes everybody except Harvey Weinstein a happy Thanksgiving. She starred in his film Pulp Fiction, and then in Kill Bill in 2003 and 2004. So what we're learning about Uma Thurman is that she was willing to do whatever Weinstein wanted so she could make films. She's a household name. She's a rich woman who now is scorned. She's scorned. She was in that movie with Kim Basinger and Richard Gere. So here's what's so sad about Hollywood. I look at every one of those actresses, and I say, you all slept your way to the top. And it's funny because they want to be revered. They want to be looked at as, I'm something special. And I go, no, you're not. You're a common, you know, for all intents and purposes, you're a prostitute. You slept your way to the top. And you could. And what's funny is when they all get painted with that brush, maybe the ones who didn't do it will go, I didn't do it. I didn't see my way to the top, but these maybe had, but I didn't. Because, see, we don't get them narking on themselves. Now they've got it. They're skating on this issue. Let's just call them all what they are. Until you all start outing each other and protecting your sisterhood, I don't want to hear about your feminist crap. They're all sleeping their way to the top. You see a new girl in a new film, she slept her way to the top. I mean, for all intents and purposes, why don't we go to there's an event in Vegas. It's called the Pimps and, I'll just say prostitutes, but they use a different word. And it's an event that's put on, believe it or not, to honor pimping and prostituting in America. And, it's called, something up, not boots up. What's it called? God, something up, prostitutes down, but they use a different word. No, pimps up, prostitutes down. If you can think what the other word is for prostitutes. I'm not going to say it on the radio. And pimps from all over the country bring their girls to Vegas. That's all the Emmys is. That's all the Tonys are. That's all those Hollywood awards are. It doesn't matter what they are. It might as well be pimps up, prostitutes down. I mean, how would you like to be in a business? Say you're an accountant, and you're a female accountant, and everybody at the office goes, oh, you know how she got that job. How sick is that? That's what Hollywood represents. So Uma Thurman now wants to come out. I'm so mad. I could just, we talked about it before where she's like, there's more that's going to come out and I'm going to be outing people. Yeah, okay. How many women did Harvey Weinstein mess over while you were stewing on it with your lavish career, going to parties and making tons of money? Household name. By the way, look at Uma Thurman. She's not overly attractive. She's got a nice body. I'll give her that. But she's not overly attractive. I mean, if you look at her long enough, you'll find things about her to like. I did. But the point is, there are many girls that probably are as talented in acting and maybe look as good. And they didn't do what Uma did. Whatever she did to get her movies, Pulp Fiction, Kill Bill 2 times, and all the other things she's done, There you go. Now, I want to talk about Charlie Rose. Because they pulled his awards. And why have these awards when you're going to pull them? Aren't the awards for the craft and not their character? Because two journalism schools have taken back their awards that they've given to Charlie Rose because of the accusations of sexual misconduct against him. Arizona State University's Journalism School rescinded the Walter Cronkite Award for Excellence in Journalism. He received it in 2015. University of Kansas took back the William Allen White National Citation, and this was, a journalism award. Charlie Rhodes is supposed to be a journalist, so why take it back? And I asked this question in a post. I said, what is the deal? Why would you do this? He wasn't given the award because he was supposed to be a choir boy. So why do it? Same thing happened to Weinstein. Yeah, so here's what his article. Weinstein lost another award Thursday as companies and organizations scrambled to distance themselves from the sexual assault allegations rocking Hollywood. The British Film Institute, he had received an award alongside his brother Bob Weinstein in 2002, reported that they took theirs away. Weinstein was stripped of the award due to sexual assault allegations, so BFI took their award away. Three colleges rescinded their degrees, honorary degrees, from Bill Cosby. Fordham University in New York, Marquette University in Wisconsin pulled their degrees. And there was one other, Brown University in Rhode Island. Then the University of Missouri pulled its honorary degrees. So what were the degrees based on? Were they based on Bill Cosby's body of work and comedy? Had the man done anything good that where he deserved the awards? You know, it amazes me. And I likened it to a bad parent who gives a kid a toy, and then they use that toy as leverage. Don't make me take away that toy I just gave you for your birthday. And you're going, but it's my toy. How can you take away my toy? You can take away a privilege or something that isn't mine, but you can't take away something you've given me. That's bad parenting. But that's what the left does. They say as long as you are being a stellar citizen in the way that we define it, then fine. Did they research these guys? Did they go do anything to find out more? Did they tell these guys, hey, look, we're going to give you these awards, but now you got to be stellar citizens? See, because we give out awards, and on the right, we say the award is based on your work and you being a person of character. And we're very much more discerning. Look, that's why I tell people all the time, I don't like... Oh, if you're going to give me an award, you're giving me the award, warts and all. Now, that doesn't mean I can go out and become a serial killer, but that you're giving it to me saying, Kevin, you're a conservative, and I believe that you understand what the meaning is behind this award. It's not just for you now, it's for you in the future. When I was given a fellowship at the Robert J. Dole Institute of Kansas from the University of Kansas, I took it as, you're not just giving me this for what I do today. You don't want to have to take my name off. You want to be able to say, we were proudly gave this award to Kevin Jackson. And how far do you go back before you take awards back? Should Little League trophies be taken back from Jeffrey Dahmer? He doesn't represent the Little League anymore. So we have these awards, but what's the statute of limitation? And is this some sort of leftist incentive to do the right thing? Maybe these organizations should just lease the awards. See, for leftists, these awards are religion. But if they believed in a religion, they would live lives that don't necessitate the worship of awards. That's going to do it for me.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.